Now time for locker room check for one last time with Axtell girls and basketball coach Bradley Brockstrom after a pair of games from this past week. Coach, we'll go ahead and start things off with your guys' game against Blue Valley. You guys win that one 56-36. Your overall thoughts on that win?
Girls played well. We rebounded the basketball. We didn't turn it over much, and it was a big win for us.
Yeah, it certainly was. You guys then took a two-game winning streak into Centralia last night, and it was a tough one, but ultimately you guys played well. You fought hard. Your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, we played hard. Just trying to contain the Dieters girl, and she just, you know, she went off and scored 11, 12 points there in about a two-minute span, and it kind of just took the game to a 16, 17-point game. We could never get it back, so.
It was a good start for you guys. You guys got off to a nice 5-0 run, but then proceeded to give up 12 of the next 16 points. Coach, what were some of your adjustments, though, going into the third quarter? Because you guys played some good defense in that third quarter.
Yeah, I mean, the second half, we went to a box and one, and it kind of confused them a little bit. I should have definitely went to that earlier in the second quarter, but I'm learning as well. So, we adjusted well there in the second half. It's just we just dug too big of a hole there in the second quarter.
And last question about this game, Coach. How, not necessarily impressed, but how pleased were you with your team's performance competing so well with one of the top teams in the league? It was just kind of the one bad quarter that you guys had.
I'm impressed with them. I mean, their effort's great. It's just, it's the small things, you know. It's the rebounding, the basketball, and the dribbling, and, you know, it's just the things we've been working on all year, and we're getting better. It's just, you know, it's a process for sure.
And then now you guys take on Pike Valley in Scandia coming up on Thursday. Well, tomorrow, that'll be at 7 o'clock, and a team with very identical record, and then the winner will take on Hanover. Coach, what are some things you know about Pike Valley? Because this is a team that Axtell hasn't played since 2008, so not a whole lot of history to go back.
Yeah, they've got two big girls that are really physical. They got two quick guards. We're definitely going to have our hands full. We're going to have to rebound the basketball. Just take care of the ball. You know, we haven't won a game on the road yet, so it's going to be a challenge for sure.
Coach, thank you so much for the time, not just today, but all season as well. This will be our last locker room chat of the season, and best of luck in Substate.
I appreciate everything you've done.
That was Axtell girls head basketball coach Brad Brockstrom here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, and BND Buildings. Be sure to stay tuned because we have boys head basketball coach Jason Tynan coming up next.